Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 2nd, 2011, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Flight attendants assigned to reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would prefer to lay over for the holiday. Section 10C13C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. You will be asked for your line of flying number as well as your reserve status, call-in or ready, when you submit your request. Requests can be submitted for up to 4 locations. In an effort to better manage and support the 2011 Reserve Christmas wish list, AFA and United continue improving the programming developed several years ago that provides flight attendants the ability to submit or modify your layover request closer to the date of reserve assignment. You may submit your holiday layover request through the link provided on the AFA website. We encourage you to put an initial request on file early in the period and modify your request if your circumstances change later in the month to take full advantage of the new functionality. The last request on file will be the request that will be considered at the time of assignment. The submission page will detail the dates your request must be finalized to be considered. For a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period, as well as more detailed information, please visit www.unitedafa.org/wishlist. Crew scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wish layover request to the best of their ability. Tertiary Phase 3 vacation bidding for 2012 is now open and will close at 0830 hours local domicile time on December 7th. Bids will be posted by 0830 local domicile time on December 11th. Our website has our annual vacation bidding article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. We've received a number of questions following the awarding of primary bids from flight attendants who have been assigned vacation or received vacation periods that weren't among the first preferenced on their bid cards. Remember, vacation bids you submit must be legal. For example, if you bid a vacation start date for a 10-day vacation that would result in any portion of that vacation overlapping into the following month, that is not a legal bid because the minimum bid to cross months is 14 days. Even in combination with a less days or date slide bid, this vacation will not be awarded because it is not a legal vacation bid. As an additional reminder, flight attendants who are out on the contractual 30-month voluntary furlough and will be returning from voluntary furlough in March have not accrued vacation to be taken in 2012. Therefore, they will not bid. On the other hand, those flight attendants who were awarded the 9-month voluntary furlough, which began June 1, 2011, accrued vacation during the 5 previous months if they were active. These individuals should bid to ensure their vacation is scheduled based on their seniority and preference. Failure to bid will result in vacation being assigned based on the no bid and insufficient vacation bid logic outlined in our vacation bidding article on our website and may include a January or February award while still on voluntary furlough. In this case, flight attendants will be paid for the vacation period to which they were assigned. As reported in the media yesterday, a watchdog report says the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, the PBGC, the agency that insures pensions for millions of U.S. workers, made errors in valuing pension plans for United Airlines employees, and as a result, some retirees may have received less than they were due. According to the PBGC, the agency acknowledged the failings over a year ago and began to redo the work. PBGC has also undertaken a strategic review and committed to make changes to ensure the mistakes are not repeated in the future. The PBGC further stated the agency does not yet know how many people were affected and by how much, but has a policy of correcting any underpayments regardless of amount. If people have been underpaid, PBGC will correct the error and pay the overdue amount with interest. If there have been overpayments, PBGC will adjust future payments gradually without interest or penalty. AFA has been working with Congressman George Miller for some time to address these issues. This should bring to a close any issues associated with errors regarding calculations. These findings by the PBGC are the result of a number of people challenging the benefit calculation estimates of the PBGC. We appreciate the efforts of Congressman Miller, who has worked tirelessly with AFA to help protect retirement security for United flight attendants. Through the efforts of Congressman Miller and those who identified errors in their PBGC guaranteed benefit calculations, the agency's Inspector General was able to confirm errors that the agency will correct. Please contact the PBGC at 1-800-400-7242 or 202-326-4000 for further information. Uniforms for Orders for uniform pieces using your available uniform point allocation will need to be placed before the annual deadline. Following are important deadline dates and times regarding placement of uniform orders using your available uniform points. Fax, email, or website orders must be placed by 2359 Central Time on Saturday, December 31st. Phone orders must be placed by 1900 hours Central Time on Friday, December 30th. Annual point allotments for 2011 were credited to each flight attendant at the beginning of 2011 and can be viewed from the CentOS uniform website. Uniform points not used by 2359 on December 31st, 2011 Central Time do not carry over and must be used before this deadline. Information on how to order uniform pieces can be found on our website. You may also contact CentOS toll-free from the U.S. at 1-800-889-0331 or in the U.K. at 0800-0515-929, in Germany 0800-180-8448, in Japan 00531-13-1519, or Hong Kong 8800-905-372. Please contact your domicile supervisor, or uniform coordinator if you have any further questions. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA after entering your file number and choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.